Sheila, good morning.
Good morning, Neil. You can take your dog into Douglas Court and into the Douglas Village, but you can't bring them into the shop. The only shop you can take them into is the pet shop in the village.
Yeah, I know. The one in the front village, there's a pet shop there. That's my fella can find it with his eyes closed.
Well, our fella can too, I can assure you. So, but I will say I don't agree with them being on public transport, right, because of the wean and the poos. But I do believe that if somebody is dying, a dog should be left in to see the owner. Because then I feel that the dog won't feel that the owner left him. Because, dogs are very sensitive.
Oh, that's a lovely point you made. Are you talking about in a hospital setting or a nursing home or residential care?
I'm sure they could put the patient into a private room while the dog would, just visit him or something and leave him lie on the bed with the patient when the patient's at the end of life, really.
Oh, that's lovely. And has that ever been allowed? Has that ever happened?
No, but I have an experience. My dog saved my life. Neil, I never had a dog. I detested a dog because I was so house proud.
Okay.
And that's the honest truth.
Okay.
My grandson died just over 2 years ago.
Oh, so sorry to hear that.
Due to suicide.
That's very sad.
Myself and my husband weren't getting out of bed. We were heartbroken. It's very hard to bury a child. But, the reasons you'll be saying, I know now I'm gone off here, but, you keep saying, could we have done something with this? So my son and daughter-in-law bought me a little Shih Tzu pup. He was a pup at the time. And I just took to him straight away. I don't know. He knew I was upset and he's come over and sit in my lap and lick me and the whole lot. Walk me into bed by night. And one Saturday night, came back from the grave Saturday evening, went up to bed and I never woke up. And only for Milo, he kept barking at my husband and he was in the barker. And Thomas was asleep and he was telling him, go down, go down. And when Thomas did wake up, he ran off to the side of the bed and Milo was over there and I wasn't breathing.
Wow. The dog.
Even when the. So
your
I'm
dog instinctively knew.
He saved my life. He knew there was something wrong. I wasn't breathing or anything.
And what happened next?
My husband was trying to breathe. He actually rang whoever he did ring. I mean, this is what he just tells me. I was totally out of it. And they told him how to do CPR on me, and he was doing it until the ambulance men came and whatever, and they took over and they couldn't revive me either. To be truthful, they didn't think I'd survive, but I did. I did because I know my grandson didn't want me following so quick.
What, was it a heart attack in your sleep or what?
They said, I had heart complaint, but it seems I got a seizure.
Okay. Your heart stopped?
Yes. My heart flooded. My lungs flooded and it flooded my heart.
So if there was no dog there and no Milo
I'd be dead. So he was brought into my life for a reason, Neil.
Absolutely, he was brought into your
and
life.
And I wouldn't. He's gone there now. He's gone to the spa there now for his wash and his cut and whatever else.
No wonder he's spoiled.
He rules the house. And you know what? I don't care. My house is only a roof over my head. No, it changed my life completely.
Oh, man, that is an incredible story. I got to tell you. If it wasn't for Milo, we wouldn't be talking now. And your husband would have woke up possibly next morning.
He wouldn't have woke up. Yeah, he wouldn't have woke up, until later.
Yeah, yeah.
He'd snore away, not knowing, and I wouldn't be here today to tell the story.
All for Milo. So instinctively, they've got him. They really are in tuned. There's an amazing bond between dogs and humans.
There's days now I could get down, if I heard the song on the radio now, Forever Young, that's Keith, you sing that. And if I heard that now, I'd be in tears or other things, I'd be in tears. He's over and he won't move.
He just knows. Simple as that. He just knows.
That dogs are better than humans.
Oh, I'm delighted he's in your life.
For somebody now who never liked a dog.
That's all changed now. You wouldn't be without him. Thanks, Sheila. Thanks so much.
No. Thanks very much,
Mind
Neil.
Yourself.
Thanks a million.
Thank you. I wish you the
weekend.
Best.
Bye-bye.
You too. Have a lovely weekend. Back after the break. Text 0868 104 106.